As we've said the Apostles' Creed together for the last couple of weeks, I suspect that some of you have thought, well, I know that. I mean, all that information, I've heard that before. I've been in church. Those phrases are interesting, but they're not really anything new. There's no new clever way of saying that, or it's pretty basic. So why do we keep doing this? Why do we keep saying this creed? Why are we doing this? The picture that comes to my mind is a flint and steel. And you've probably seen this in a movie, or maybe if you're the outdoors type, you've actually, on a camping trip or something, you've used a flint and steel where you take this piece of stone, this piece of rock, and hit it with the back edge of a knife or some piece of steel, and it makes a spark. And that spark ignites the fuel. And then you can cook or keep warm or whatever. I want to encourage you to think about every phrase in the creed like a flint, that there's a potential spark there for your worship, that every phrase in the creed has the potential for igniting all the fuel that's behind that phrase. Phrases like creator of heaven and earth, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the resurrection of our bodies. All of those phrases are loaded with more fuel behind them. They're just the to mix my metaphor, the tip of the iceberg. And all that fuel behind it is what can drive our worship. So as we say the creed together, let that spark idea be a part of your thinking. And probably not every phrase every week, that would be a little overwhelming, but there will be times when one particular phrase will spark your thinking and enhance your worship. And even better, after we say the creed and Mark leads us in some musical worship as we sing in our worship, and then later as Daniel teaches us from Scripture, then we have the opportunity for those sparks to find even more fuel. So see the creed not as just a ritual. We talked about ritual and how ritual dulls our worship. We don't want that. But see the creed as a way of entering into our worship and as the sparks that can ignite this fuel. So stand with me, please. And now that we do have a slide, let's say the creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, you're the only one that can kindle that spark. It's not something we work up on our own. Thank you for things like the Apostles' Creed. Thank you for the music that we'll sing in a moment. Thank you for Daniel's teaching. Lord, we ask that you would be the one that would cause the spark and cause the ignition and cause the flame of worship that would be such a part of how we know you and how we get to know you better. Almighty God, we worship you as Father who created us and Son who redeemed us and Spirit who sanctifies us. We pray all this for your glory. Amen.